All right. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading, and Marcus and I are playing musical chairs. So you get a little Marcus, you get a little me. Sometimes you get both of us together. Today I'm flying solo, but I'm still going to give you what's important in the markets with the stock market update in just under 15 minutes. So it's Thursday, August 12th, and let's go ahead and go straight to the charts here. Let me bring that up. Yeah, there we go. So, I mean, yesterday it's business as usual, right? Another day, new record highs, S&P 500 getting up there, closing at new records. If we look at the Dow leading the way up 0.6%, just running right on up to new record highs as well. The NASDAQ holding back a little bit, the NASDAQ down 0.2%. Finding some sideways trading after making new records on August 5th. So the NASDAQ really just kind of sideways right now. Looks like growth stocks, tech stocks, wait and see with what we're seeing with inflation and also wanting to see what's going on overall in the markets. But S&P and Dow making new record highs yesterday. And a lot of this had to do with CPI data. So CPI data yesterday came out in line with expectations, no real surprises. So, yeah, this would indicate that inflation, at the very least, has paused, and investors seem less concerned about the Fed with that news and the possibility that the Fed will quickly reduce its stimulus efforts, aka bond buying, to try and tame inflation. So with CPI data yesterday, the consumer price index coming in pretty much in line with expectations, it let traders and investors know that, okay, maybe this whole transitory stuff is true. And it's not that inflation is just running rampant, totally out of control, but maybe it's slowing down a little bit. Maybe it isn't so much of a concern. And if it's not so much of a concern, the bond can keep, or the Fed can keep their stimulus measures in place a little bit longer so they don't have to react to inflation to try and slow it down. So that seemed to be the positive news yesterday, and the S&P and Dow crept higher on that news. Now, today we had some more important data. So we had the producer price index. So this is producer prices, and producer prices came in a little higher than expected, which, I mean, it's not so much of a surprise because it seems like this has been a repeating theme. With earnings have been super solid, but companies have said that costs have risen and there's still supply chain issues and whatnot. So PPI for July came in at 1%, which a 0.6% increase was expected, so slightly higher, in line with the increase from June. And this translates into a 7.8% rise in producer costs on a yearly basis. So this was a little higher than expected compared to the 7.3% increase over the last year that analysts had expected. So it seems like investors are kind of shaking off this news. There really isn't a whole lot of movement pre-market. Things were flat looking at futures before that data was released. After that data was released, we could look at the E-mini S&P for reference here. You see that we dipped a little bit, but the release was here. And so we've fallen a little bit, but just a couple of points. Like, this is 2.5 points from break even yesterday. So it looks a little more exaggerated on the chart right now because we were pretty sideways overnight to begin with. We look at the NASDAQ fell a little bit more, down 31 points. This is the NASDAQ futures. And NASDAQ futures falling a little bit more on that data. But all in all, still a muted start. The mini Dow slightly higher, up 22 points, which isn't even a tenth of a percent. The E-mini S&P down 2.5 points, which isn't even a tenth of a percent. And the NASDAQ leading futures lower right now, down 0.2%. So all in all, some quiet trading in the futures markets as we approach the open. Now, there was another report to mention. We had unemployment claims. And so unemployment claims came out at 375,000 jobs, or people, Americans filing for unemployment. So this is first time filers. And we could see here that August 5th, it was at 385. And now we're seeing a drop. So we had some higher readings in July, and now things have come back a little bit to be in line with expectations and in line with the analyst forecast. So no real surprises there. So all in all, it looks like we're setting up for a slow start. Traders are looking for something to move the market. And right now it's just not there, but we could see what's going on with some stocks that are making moves pre-market. And I'll go ahead and start with Palantir. Let's bring up PLTR is the ticker. And PLTR, let me go back to a daily chart here. PLTR, you see that after making this move here in June, we pulled back in July and in August going flat. Well, they released earnings and they're back here at 24.30, up almost 9% pre-market. After reporting earnings that were in line with expectations, they also reported a revenue beat and they said that sales were up 49% from a year ago. So PLTR traders seem to like this news and getting a nice pre-market boost here, looking to open around 24.30 if this holds. We could also take a look at eBay, you know, interesting. This one, pandemic winner, people buying on eBay, selling on eBay during the pandemic. And we see that eBay is down just a little bit, 1.4% pre-market. eBay, they did have an earnings beat by 4 cents a share. But the pre-market drop comes after reporting a decline in active users and lower revenue for the current quarter. Or they're lowering their revenue expectation for the current quarter, most likely due to active users not being as active, right? So down just a little bit pre-market, not making huge waves here, but looks like we're potentially erasing yesterday's 1% gain with an open around $67 a share. So eBay slightly lower as we approach the open. And speaking of open, let's look at open. So Open Door Technologies, this is a home buying and sale, or it's a company that offers home buying and selling services. They are up big pre-market. Actually, they were up about 20% when I last looked, so it's come back just a little bit, but you can't be ashamed of a 16% rally pre-market here, trading around 1680 after closing yesterday at 1450. So Open Door, they jumped after reporting a loss that was 10 cents less than expected. So a loss was expected and they beat the loss. They reported a loss that wasn't as bad. And they said that there's better revenue and they issued an upbeat guidance for the current quarter as well. So home sales, at least with these companies, seems to continue to be working out for them and getting a nice jump here. So let's look at, you know, I just want to see what Zillow's doing for fun. All right, so Zillow, you know, similar idea, but not really making any move with the Open Door news, just up a teeny bit pre-market, trading just under $100 a share. All right, so we have to mention this guy, Ride. As many of you know, Ride has taken us for quite a ride. And so you've been following Marcus's YouTube videos, you know the deal here on this one. Lordstown Motors. Now, I have a position in Ride. Marcus has a position in Ride. I scaled out half of my position when we had this jump here after this news, but it's continued to slide. Some positive news for Ride, if you really look into the earnings call, they did report a bigger loss than expected, but they also are incurring more legal fees than they originally had expected. So that's taken a chunk out of some of their money. And they said that they're still confirmed to be on track for limited production by the end of September. They have access to money. So they say that there, you know, really isn't a cash flow issue because they have access to, I think it was a $400 million credit line if needed. They're still looking for some, you know, competitive partners and also looking at that government loan for, I think, EV technology. Nonetheless, it sounds like they're still on track. So traders giving a little love to Ride pre-market up just under $6 a share. I mean, still nowhere near where we've been, but could this be a bottom? Who knows? Hey, you have to be this tall to enjoy this ride, so don't mess around with this unless you have some extra cash that you just want to toss around and just see how it happens. But this is by no means a sure thing right now. We're hoping to see if it does get some traction here, some positive news, and actually starting to sell product. Maybe that will help this one, but definitely trading at some lows that, at pre-spec lows. So this one's just been a pain in the butt is the best phrase that I can use. Hey, but so goes trading sometimes, and this is why you have to be in more than just one trade. So diamond hands for this one, holding on for dear life, sure, but don't put all your eggs in one basket if you're looking at Ride. So a few other movers, that $600 million crypto heist that we mentioned yesterday, the hackers, they returned almost half of the stolen crypto, admitting that they stole the coins for fun. So we'll see what the end story is there, but half of that $600 million in crypto seems to have been returned, and they're working on trying to get the rest. Now, speaking of crypto, I saw that Lionel Messi's new team, this soccer star, I'm more of an American football guy myself, but they actually signed a deal, a 2-year deal for this guy for $41 million with what's said to be about $30 million in a signing bonus, and they included cryptocurrency PSG fan tokens in the deal. So he got crypto tokens as part of his deal. I think that's the first time ever for the sports world and an organization using crypto to pay for a contract. So that's interesting. And we could take a look at Robinhood. They have a lot of crypto exposure these days with profits coming from crypto trades. Hood's been down over the last couple of days here, 3-day slide, and it looks like setting up for a slightly lower start, down 2.5%, under $50 a share. So after this 1-day, huge jump, well, I'll give it 2 back-to-back big days. It looks like some profit taking, and maybe this has come back to earth here with Robinhood trading around $50. So let's look at one more. Let's look at Wayfair. Wayfair, huge move yesterday, up 8.7%. Where did this come from? Well, they announced a $1 billion stock buyback plan. And this means that they're buying back stocks, which should reduce the stock exposure out there and increase the value of the shares that are still out. And traders seem to like it, although down a little bit pre-market, trading at 306, down 1.3%. So one last thing, in big news, I just found out that the company making yardsticks won't be making them any longer. Now, if you like that pun and you like the stock market update, make sure to click that like button. And if you didn't like that pun, go outside, take a deep breath, all is good in the world, and then come back, like that button or hit that like button and leave some feedback on some good puns or things you'd like us to cover in stock market updates and possibly Coffee with Marcus. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. For the mastermind members that are joining me today, we're going to pop on into the room and continue with our virtual boardroom this week. See you in a minute. Oh, happy trading, everybody.